We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
248-539-9797. TJ Lang will be here in the 9 o'clock hour. Now, we sat around yesterday, or at least many people. I was driving back from the Lions tailgate show at BetMGM. Fixated on what the committee was going to do for the playoff. With USC losing on Friday night, you kind of knew the Buckeyes were in.
Yeah.
Despite Nick Saban shamelessly lobbying on Fox and then on ESPN yesterday.
That's going to be something that's really nice about the expanded playoffs. And I'm sure we'll hear somebody at 11 or 12 do it, but it's not going to be a Nick Saban type. And that's... I didn't have a problem with it.
No,
lobbying. I mean, and he made some good points.
Yeah, he did. You know, I understand. You just can't bring
selling
up
selling his program.
You can't bring up the Vegas thing, though. Who would be favored? That's irrelevant, to be honest with you.
Well, I think it's his best point.
Right. I do too.
If you're
talking about the best four teams,
well, that's okay. That's different than bringing up the point spreads and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, but that's how you. I mean, that's just one example of knowing that you would be the better team matchup.
Let me clarify
Vegas
something.
You're better.
I think me and John are locked up here. That's his best point in his campaign to try to get this. I don't agree with him on it.
Right,
but that's his best point because he's manipulating minds when the fact of the matter is part of the reason they'd be favored is because they're Alabama and they have name recognition.
Correct.
Yep. Okay.
You know, but he said, well, our quarterback was hurt and we still, you know, we lost two games. Well, you know, Bryce Young still threw for a lot of yardage in those games. Anyway, so I was just worried because I did not want to play Ohio State in the semifinals. I just didn't. I just wanted to go through that, you know, again. Oh, to beat them twice would be wonderful. Now they still have a chance. But I didn't think TCU did enough wrong besides stupid-ass plays at the goal line calls by Sonny Dykes that they should have been jumped.
Well, so
by a team that also – by a team who didn't play.
Well, and that's what you're looking at. You're looking at, okay, well, you played 12 games. All right, and through 12 games, TCU was undefeated.
Right.
So let's take a look at that resume, and then let's take a look at Ohio State's 12-game resume.
Right.
Oh, and even when you do that, and if TCU were to have a loss, you could make the argument that their resume was still better than Ohio State's. Yes, Ohio State had the win over Notre Dame,
and
they
Penn
had
State.
The win at Penn State, but... When you look at TCU and you're looking at the time, that some teams fell apart, right? I mean, Kansas fell apart after Kansas State played them. Oklahoma was never really that good. They were ranked.
Right.
It was a name thing, but they fell apart after that as well. But you look and you say, okay, the strength of schedule, the strength of opponent when they played
was good.
It was much better than, and that's where the Big Ten, and you're talking about, you know, the coaching hires in the West, that's where you have to have some home runs because
–
getting Ohio State into and Michigan into the college football playoffs, two Big Ten teams, it's remarkable that it happened this year.
Correct.
Because the rest, the other 12 teams, say Penn, you could argue Penn State a little bit.
Yeah, you can argue them pretty well. They only lost to Michigan and Penn State.
I have other issues going on with Penn State.
I understand that.
But so the rest of the Big Ten was terrible.
Yes.
And not just bad. They were terrible.
Most of them, you're absolutely correct.
You know what got Ohio State in? It was scheduling Notre Dame. And getting that win. That got them in.
Yeah, Jack Swarbrick calling. Who's the AD
for?
Gene Smith is not going to have to make that phone call.
I think because
local radio.
because they scheduled that game. Like, I think if Michigan would have lost Ohio State, I'm not sure if they would have got in over Alabama.
I think they would have got in over Alabama. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that non-conference
losses. I don't think the committee is going to put a two-loss team in right now.
I think from an evaluation standpoint, though, that there would have been a conversation to have there. Like, I feel like if Ohio State had, if Ohio State had Michigan's non-conference schedule, that I think Nick Saban could have really put up an argument. He could have easily. I went into Austin and won. Where did you go on the road in the offseason?
Right. Yeah, make the argument that, Texas, same thing that he made is my quarterback was hurt. Well, you know, Texas, their quarterback got hurt.
The Ohio State win over Notre Dame gave them
Gave
them an out on the crappy Big Ten argument.
There's no question. But that argument didn't get good until about halfway through the season.
Right. So the question, though, for Michigan fans, now that we know they're playing TCU, hypothetically, they win the football game.
Yep.
Okay, they are favored to win the football game. Who do you want to play in the national championship? You want the rematch with Georgia or the rematch with Ohio State? 248-539-9797. Now, John, you always taught me one thing.
Yeah.
To be the best,
you have
to beat the best. Now, granted,
whoever won that game might
be considered the best. But that aside,
I would love a rematch with Georgia because of what happened last year.
I agree.
And I would love that. But I'm saying that first, I would also love the rematch with Ohio State because, you know, the one thing that we talk about in regards to Michigan and Michigan State is Michigan State will always have trouble with the snap. Like, you think about that, and everybody says, okay, what's the one moment? It's trouble with snap. All right, you beat Ohio State in the national championship game, you will always, always and forever have that. And I'm not afraid of it. I know that there's some people, hey, we don't want to play twice. We're, you know, don't want to lose what we've got going on.
Right, that's me.
Bull crap. Yeah. Bull crap. Give me the Buckeyes. That's my answer. I got more emotional about that one.
Okay.
I want Ohio State again.
To be able to beat Georgia, a team that people think they have no chance of winning.
Yeah.
And to beat them, I would take that chance because in the event that they would lose, I'd rather them lose to Georgia than lose to Ohio State. That's why.
I understand your position. Yeah. Everybody's going to have a different take on this. Because when you think about what happened last year, it was they did to Michigan what Ohio State had done for a number of years.
Correct.
It wasn't even close. And you could tell Georgia was clearly the better team in every facet of competition.
And they might be again this year.
They
know.
They might be.
Right.
But if you're looking at it as a competitor, as a direct, you know, a correlation to what you were last year, showing improvement, what you are this year, I would love that opportunity as well. I mean, it's really, you know, Michigan, if they can beat TCU, has a great opportunity on January 9.
Now, I'm sure we'll talk about this again, obviously. But so, you know, Michigan beats TCU, hypothetically. It's New Year's Eve. It's Georgia. It's Ohio State. Can you absolutely root for the Buckeyes for the reason you mentioned, you want to beat them again and always have that on them? And also the football, obviously you proved you could beat them before.
Yeah.
It might actually be easier for you to win the national championship if you're playing Ohio State.
No, I don't think either path is going to be easy.
I know, but easier.
I don't know because there's so much baggage that goes with playing the Buckeyes.
I know.
And here's where
would you just
let's run down that road.
Yeah.
If Michigan does win against TCU, first of all, there'll be a great celebration.
Of course.
Second, as we watch that game between the Buckeyes and the Bulldogs, to me, that one's going to be pure joy of watching because I don't really care. The scenarios that we just went through, I'd be excited to play Georgia for a reckoning. Mm-hmm. I'd be excited to play Ohio State because you have that opportunity to dot the I.
I have zero concerns of playing Ohio State in the national championship game. I voiced last week I had concerns about playing them in the semis. I think they're sitting in a situation where they could really be – this offense that we thought was coming all year long with them could c- c- could go to that next level in that game.
And
but the film's going to be on him at that point. Yeah. And I have zero. And I also think with Michigan, the way this is set up now, I actually think they're going to skate by pretty easy against TCU. I think they're physically superior, and that this will be a methodical butt kicking, but that they can get out of the game, barring an individual play where somebody suffers a twisted knee or something, that get out of it pretty unscathed, pretty non-beat up, and really be in a position to win the national championship. I think Ohio State would be the easier matchup. So I think the better chance to win the national titles against Ohio State.
No doubt.
I will say my only argument, or two of them, is the beat the man. You want to beat the – you want to get
– Right. Yeah, defending national champs. Yeah. Let's go.
To beat but them and beat the SEC? Come on.
For the team itself, the motivation is the Georgia loss last year. JJ let that be known. And I think probably for – I'm curious what the players think about what – and they'll never say it.
No.
They can't. But what would mean more to beat who? I think the answer is Georgia based on what JJ said.
I tend to agree with you. 248-539-9797, a couple texts, then we'll get to the phones shortly. On a CBS Sports Radio Sports Flash, the update guy introduced a Michigan highlight with Jim Brandstatter on the call. Somebody better tell them. That's Rick at St. Martin. I was going to tell you, I think it was either one of the teams we do, I heard on either ESPN or wherever, they said it was WJR and it was us. LOL, TCU is weak. Huge drop off from Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, and they'd also get crushed by half the SEC teams, talking about TCU. For once, the committee got it 1,000% right. So glad they didn't punish TCU and force them to play Georgia in the semi. That's from Nick. Please tell TJ to stop tweeting during Michigan games. His tweets always age poorly. Always.
We should read some of those coming up.
Okay. Oh, I do.
I'm not aware of them.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I don't think they got it right, in my opinion. I would have left USC in. I do not like the teams get punished for being in a position to win their conference.
They lost to a team twice that has three losses.
Yeah.
And they got blown out.
Yeah, and I know Caleb Williams got hurt, and it was heroic that they kept them in the game and all that, but no, they're done.
I'll give Jerry Palm credit for this, and also me and Greg talked about it last week. TCU is being name-shamed.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Their resume is the best resume.
The number three team in the country is being name-shamed?
If it said Texas or Oklahoma, there would never be a conversation with the exact same resume. Yes. And Jerry Palm said this. He goes, people are holding it against them because they're not a perennial power.
Correct.
People are. The playoff committee didn't.
This is why, but we talked about this last week.
The playoff committee didn't, though. How are they shamed?
No, the haters, the people who think Bama.
That's fine, but they're not in.
I know, John, but this is what's
the perception.
The perception. It's a joke. This is what the committee did. They took the name off the resume, and they evaluated the resume, and they have a top four resume. We did this last week. We said it's over except for USC, Ohio State. We all collectively agreed. The morons out there that can't just look at resumes and have to look at names and, TCU, what's this?
Okay, so
they're a power five with a resume that's better than the other teams.
Then when we come back, I have a question about what Boo said in regards to a matchup in the college football playoffs. Do you believe him or not? And it goes to your point of name-shaming or not.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.